Hey, welcome back, everybody. It's time again for another episode where we meet our community, the Hispanic business community here in Orange County, powered by the Orange County Hispanic Chamber of Commerce and Orange County's only community radio station, OC Talk Radio, with the man we politely call Mr. OC. Drumroll.
Thank you all for tuning in. This is, again, another one of our episodes here at OC Talk Radio, our community podcast show powered by the Orange County Hispanic Chamber of Commerce. I'm your host, John Gutierrez, Senior Vice President. And with us today, of course, is Adriana Barrera and Natasha Barrera with Barrera Financial Services. Welcome to the show, ladies.
Thank you. Thank you for having us.
Yes, we're excited to share with everyone the importance of helping create healthy money habits, because this is something you all have been doing for many, many years. And we're going to go over all this really good stuff that can really help a lot of businesses that are not only trying to grow their business from a financial standpoint, or start a business with an LLC, a corporation. There's a lot of areas this organization helps people with. But before we do that, we always like to get to know our guests by asking a little bit about who you are, of course, and you know, just tell us a little bit about yourselves and maybe your journey of how you got to this point.
Yes.
Don't be shy.
Well, I mean, I think the person who needs to begin is her, because she's actually my mom. So we're mother and daughter. We're in business together.
That's awesome.
And she's the one who really started this journey for me. And she's the one who's created this. Her and my dad has the credit as well. They came into this.
What's dad's name?
Dad is Raul.
Raul. Shout out to Raul. Huh?
Shout out, Dad.
Barrera?
Right? Barrera.
Yes. Barrera. Yeah. So, great. Yeah.
And so they started this company back in 1996, and they created this legacy. And so it's now I want to continue the legacy for years and years to come once she's ready to release the throne.
How does that feel to hear your daughter say that? That says a lot, right?
Yeah, of course.
Or does it sound like she's trying to take over?
Oh, I really want her to.
Paul, this is not a Spanish telenovela.
Okay, I don't know. Trying to add a little spice to it here.
We're not trying to stir up. Yeah, Paul.
We're going
to
walk out of here. Yes.
Paul, what's going on here, Paul? This is not a telenovela. He's been watching too many Spanish telenovelas.
I think so.
No wonder.
No, I think it's really nice when our children, which is rare, right? Our children say something like what you just said. Mm-hmm. I would like to take over our family's business, which is, there's nothing wrong with that. That's mm-hmm. great. You can mm-hmm. retire and go to the wineries with your husband and travel and right, the business continues. I mean, where did the journey begin? If you don't mind sharing, let's go back a little bit.
Let's go back a little. Well, let's go back a lot, right? When I first came to this country in 1985.
Okay.
I was, 15 years old.
Where are you from originally, if you don't mind us asking?
Morelia, Michoacán.
Morelia, Michoacán. Yes. I wanted her to say that because that's where my mom is from, Morelia, Michoacán.
Yes. Cool. With corundas, uchepos.
Wow.
Carnitas, eh?
Carnitas.
She's talking about all the good food.
Yeah, mm. I know. So, my first job was Burger King. And my husband, it's always been like, a business mind. He actually
very driven, right?
Very driven.
Yes.
He was always a dreamer. He has big ideas, a vision. So the good thing is that we make a really, really good team. The thing is, he will get all the crazy ideas, and he wanted to be, Warren Buffett or
that's
something
great.
Like
Jobs.
That.
He's
he dreams big.
Where do you think he got that from?
I think his dad, when he came back in the, I don't know if it was in the 40s, late 40s, he came to be a bracero.
My dad was a bracero, so I know a lot about that.
So up north in Watsonville.
Yes.
He was always, a visionary guy.
Yeah.
He was one of the ones who didn't want to just be in the field. He always was trying to learn from the Americanos, right? Yeah. He wanted, in a very short time that he worked in the fields with other people crossing the river and crossing the frontera, he came in and make a partnership with like a Japanese guy, which back in the day was very rare to see. And a Mexican, like one of our people wanted to do more than just work.
Mm-hmm.
And he was in business, doing how do you say, like,
he learned the trade, but on the business
partners
level.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He learned to partnership. He was working with his family, wife, and kids. Raul has three older sisters. Wow. Who will work in the field. And I guess when I met him in 1983 in Mexico, and then we came.
Was he like on a horse and you fell in love with him, and
you know,
he was
what?
Singing.
He was singing
to you in Morelia over there. What's the story behind that?
I wish life will be like, yes, like that dream, like on a horse, yes, and come to save you.
It's not like
you.
Those movies, and, huh?
No.
Like the Pedro Infante movies?
So I thought you said this isn't a telenovela. That sounds like one here.
It's not.
And the thing is, you will do whatever you can at the beginning, but with his business mindset that he always wanted to do more and push for more. The team that we actually came to be was that he will just write the ideas and I will put it into action.
Really?
And the thing is, we make a really good team because I will put it into action to be, you know, he will bring the customers from outside. He will be on the streets, you know, like
he's a good salesperson, right?
Yeah.
He's like very talkative.
Giving business cards, flyers, and he will bring me the clients and I will land the clients because I didn't know I was in sales already. I was just by default, you know, talking to people, relating to people, start relating to families. And start knowing the families behind it, knowing their pains, they're knowing their heart trouble for being in this country.
The struggle.
And I started to just, you know, get to know a lot of the families that until now we still have, and the kids and everyone, you know.
So your husband and you are here, of course, 26 years ago. And
38 years ago.
Is it?
Oh, well, the business, right?
The business we opened
28 years ago, 1996. Yes. How did that come about? How did you decide, hey, we're going to be entrepreneurs. We're going to start our own business. We're going to, because there's a difference between, hey, I'm working at Burger King or he's working somewhere else. How did that come about that you decided, hey, we're going to go on our own. We're going to open our own little office. We're going to start our own business. Where did that come from?
Because, you know, going back a little bit, we started to bring in jerseys. He started to bring in jerseys from,
That's right. He mentioned that when I met him. The soccer thing, right? That's like his passion, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm. And then he started to just, you know, making little like deals to have people bring the jerseys here. And then for some reason, he got an opportunity to get like a little store where there was an office where I was just working as a clerk, helping, filing, and then he had the opportunity to get that little place, that little store. Well, it wasn't a little store because back in the day it was Abbasport. It was the brand that dressed Mexico team.
Yes.
And then he was talking to the people, going to the swap meet, and then buying stuff from that store. And then for some reason, for $1,000, he got that place.
Wow.
Because they were going under.
Well, back then $1,000 was a lot.
$1,000.
Yes.
And then with the credit card, he got that store.
Wow.
And that's he start bringing, you know, like start talking to people. Not to make it, you know, long story short, he start actually traveling with Garcés, Atlante. He was starting
these
to
are
just,
soccer teams.
Mm-hmm. Soccer
right,
teams.
For those that don't know, that those, these are soccer teams.
Then in 1995, 1996, big brands like Nike, Umbro, and a lot of big brands were taking over. Finally, for the first time in the U.S., after the World Cup in 1994,
I remember that
they start taking over the small businesses like he had, and then he sold his business. But he went all the way across the United States to open little places where he will put his merchandise from Mexico.
Wow! So he was
jersey,
big into the merchandise
balls,
business, and I remember in 1994. That whole soccer boom.
Yeah.
But before that, I remember being with my tios, and we would go to the a lot of the soccer games locally.
Yeah.
And there was a lot of brands, like you just mentioned right now, that I, as a kid, had never seen.
Yeah.
You know, I was so used to seeing on TV, you know, Nike, Adidas, and all those. Mm-hmm. But like Umbro and some of these, right? Like, yeah. And Adidas, of course, Adidas became a huge brand in soccer. Oh, yeah. I remember mm-hmm. that because all my cousins were wearing it. But they were like the first big soccer brand. So it's mm-hmm. interesting how your husband was in the middle of the mecca of the boom of soccer.
Exactly. Yeah.
And so then he sells it. And you guys decide to, how did you end up in
these
service?
Well, they're stuck with this location, right?
Yes.
You're stuck with this office.
We're still up until this day with that location. We turned it from a store into an office.
Is that the one?
That's the one that you went.
Stanton.
No, it was there?
That's the one.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. We've been there since 1996 at the same
location. That's the same
place. So around the same time when California became became a requirement to have auto insurance.
Yes.
Is when that whole thing happened. And so you were working already in an agency,
right? And I was in my way to get a license, my PNC license, property and casualty broker license.
And so it was around that same time. So they just switched from the sports store to auto insurance store. Yes.
There you go.
This is the part that I do love. I do love telling this story. And
tell us.
I love telling this story because my dad had a bunch of merchandise in the back of storage.
Okay.
So he has a bunch of soccer stuff, but soccer balls. And so, again, my dad would go bring a client. He'd bring the client to my mom. My mom would close the sale. And because they had so much extra soccer balls, they would go to the back, inflate a soccer ball, and give a client a soccer ball after every policy they sold. And there that's still a tradition we still have till this day.
He gave me one the other day.
He gave you a soccer ball. Look at that.
He gave me a soccer ball the other day.
You buy an auto policy?
Wow. They're always selling. Yeah. This is how you know they're always selling, you know?
But yeah, we love that story. We tell everyone that story, especially like even whenever we hire, you know, new team and stuff, we tell them that story because that's a very big base in there.
Well, not only that, but I think if I may share this, your dad is also very strategically always looking marketing, right?
Yeah,
and so I saw in the soccer ball, if I'm correct, it had your name on it, right?
Mm-hmm. Your financial.
Yes. And I'm like, this is smart because you take it, you go play with your kids, you start. I mean, you're going to see the name, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that's part of strategic marketing, right? Mm-hmm. Which a lot of people that are listening or watching may or may not realize the importance of, you know, I always look at it as a faucet, mm-hmm. right? Marketing is that avenue that opens the faucet little by little, more and more, and hopefully mm-hmm. more comes out of it,
it's
more
true.
Business, right? And if you don't continue to strategically market, like mm-hmm. your father has with the soccer ball, something mm-hmm. so simple for so many years he continues to do,
mm-hmm.
he's sending home with them something that maybe their children, their family, their friends are going to play with, this soccer ball, in a soccer field somewhere one day at a carne asada at the park.
Yeah.
And there's going to be 100, you know, people there, 50 people having a good old time. And the soccer ball is rolling around everywhere with the name of your business.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right? Strategically, what a great marketing tool that maybe opens that faucet
yeah.
a little bit more and more, right?
Yeah.
And that's part of growing a business. And that's something that as a chamber, we're always talking about. We're always looking at how we can help mentor new entrepreneurs, new business owners, right? Even our youth chamber, if they're watching and listening, little ideas like that. I mean,
it's a long way,
but it goes back to his passion of soccer,
mm-hmm.
right? And how you said we had all these extra soccer balls,
extra stuff.
Yeah.
It's like, what are we going to do with it? Well, not me, but they were like, what are we going to do with all this?
Yes.
Well, pivot, you know, adapt. And that's so great. And they were all brands, you know, it was a bunch of like Chivas and it was a bunch of soccer balls. And then, yes, it uh-huh. came a point where we made our own. We went and created our own.
You know, back in the day, we didn't have any, what do you call, appointments with mm-hmm. insurance companies.
Oh, yeah.
Because
mm-hmm.
you were so new. So we were new in soccer business because we were not a Nike or Umbro. And then when we ventured into the auto insurance, when the law, you know, became a law here in California, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. We were too new. My license was brand new.
Yeah. Oh.
So no insurance company will appoint back then because there was a boom, a new agent. And because of a soccer ball, one of the agents representing one of the companies gave me the appointment.
Mm-hmm. Really?
And that will be almost for like 6 months, we were selling just auto insurance through that company.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And sometimes we didn't have like the best rates because we didn't have all the insurance companies.
Yeah. Because like you were new, right? Because you were new.
Because we were new.
Exactly.
And then, but for some reason, I start learning because of the situation. When you're like under pressure, I start relating to people so much because I didn't have everything for them. But what I had was a conversation, a great passion. Customer service, a passion for families. And the thing is, I, you know, up until this day, even if someone has like a problem in their family, they come to us. Mm-hmm. The thing is, it's so great because we had so many challenges back then, you know, when you started a business, mm-hmm. as some of our listeners, you know, people want to start a business, but they don't know how. We didn't know how back then. We had to learn on the way. And
you learn on the curve.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So it's interesting, you know, Natasha, you mentioned something right now that is really interesting. You said pivot. Mm-hmm. You know, that's a word we've been hearing a lot on the show. Mm-hmm. After the pandemic, we've been hearing a lot of small businesses. Mm-hmm. You know, how do we pivot? How do we restructure, rebuild, right? Mm-hmm. And it's just great to see that at the beginning of the show, you said, you know, one day I'd like to take over this family business, mm-hmm. right? So it goes to show that there's good synergy, right? Mm-hmm. There's a good business relationship between you and your mother and your father and your family, right? Because mm-hmm. your other siblings, right? Your sister's also right.
They're all
involved. Yes. What do you feel that as a daughter you have learned from all of this at this point in your life? What would you say is, you know, and I want your mom to hear this because I think it's important that our as parents, they hear. They may not know. What is it that you've learned and appreciate after all these years?
Oh, boy. I mean, the thing is growing up, you know, the conversations at the breakfast table, the conversations at the dinner table were not just any other conversations. They were conversations between my mom and dad about running a business and, you know, about how that works. So I didn't know anything else other than that. And so when I first, you know, finished high school and stuff like that, I did want to see what it was like to have a job and to, you know, go and do that and have a boss and all that stuff. And I quickly learned it wasn't for me because it's just not how I was. Those weren't the conversations I had at the dinner table. So I wasn't, you know, they kind of what you guys built and bred me to be. Think outside the box and think big like my dad. My dad's a big dreamer. My mom is an amazing executor. And those are qualities that they've given me. You know, we do talk a lot about adapting. Mm-hmm. If you can't adapt, then you're going to be left behind. And so one thing that they've definitely instilled in me is to think on my feet, to adapt, to believe in myself, and to never stop dreaming. Mm-hmm. And my mom tells me that a lot. Actually, you still tell me that. She'll just randomly just say like, "Don't stop dreaming. Don't stop dreaming big."
And you're probably like the typical daughter son that's like, "Yeah, I heard this before," but it sticks to you, right?
But it sticks. It sticks, especially when there's self-doubt. Especially when you know you're in a position where my parents did so much of the heavy work so that I didn't have to. Mm-hmm. You know, my dad sold soccer balls outside of the stadium so that I don't have to. Mm-hmm. I'm very well aware that they did so much of that heavy lifting. And I'm privileged in that sense so that I don't have to be on the street selling lighters and soccer balls and things like that.
You appreciate all their hard work.
I'm so grateful and so appreciative. And I would never, I'll never say sorry for my parents, you know, giving me the life that I have. But something that they've taught me is to take care of the people around you. Mm-hmm. And that is what our company is so based on. You know, my mom understood her clients because she walked in their shoes. Mm-hmm. And so something that I always try to do when I'm talking to families, when I'm trying to help them just make a different move, you know, when I'm trying to help them, you know, we're trying to help them buy a house. We're trying to help them even just get a loan. We're trying to help them, you know, just make one of their dreams happen or send their kids to college. You know, we're really putting themselves, or at least me, I'll try to put myself in their shoes as much as possible, because that's what the company's morals are, is we're trying to help our community and we're trying to help the people. And you know, if my mom and dad have made so many mistakes so that hopefully some other families don't have to. And so that's something that they've taught me, is to be of service and to be there for my people.
I almost feel like at your office, Barrera Financial Services, we make dreams happen, right? Because you talk so much about that with your daughter, and I'm sure with the other kids, about being dreamers, right? Mm-hmm. And I know as Hispanic and Latinos, that's something that growing up as kids, even with my parents, they would always say something and you know, it just sticks to you, right? Mm-hmm. Like you said, it stuck to you, the dreamer part. Like, mm-hmm. don't stop dreaming.
Yeah.
What is it that you hope for your children, for your daughters, your children, as a legacy of your business? What do you hope? Have you ever thought about that you leave behind for them, you know, you and your husband?
The thing is about, you know, you can make a difference if you know, if you learn how to relate, how to connect mm-hmm. with people. Mm-hmm. If you don't connect with them, and if you don't really be like, put yourself in their shoes. Mm-hmm. I was talking before we started the show, I was talking about that all these years, I feel like I live like different lives. Mm-hmm. Like I've seen people starting like landscapers, painters, carpet installers, people who started this little business, little idea, mm-hmm. and now they do like $200,000 a year. Mm-hmm. And we help them, you know, incorporate. We're trying to educate, and so they learn, because, you know, you make so many mistakes. And what I hope for my children is to always, more than anything, help people. Because we do need a lot of help. We need to know how to manage our money. We need to know where to invest. We need to know about IOLs. We need to know about annuities. This is something, you know, first world, like here where we live, it's natural. When a baby is born, it already has life insurance, and they already have the plan for college and everything. Our people didn't have that. We didn't have that. We had to learn it, you know, later.
Paul has a question. Go ahead, Paul.
IUL. We got to explain that to everybody here.
Right.
IUL, Index Universal Life. That's one of the examples of how, you know, a lot of the times.
Type of life insurance, right?
It's a type of life insurance, yes. It's a type of life insurance and investment, actually.
Yes.
And you can learn that more when you come see them.
And you can learn that more when you come and see us. I don't want to interrupt you.
Which, to the point that you're making right now, you did mention that you are doing, or you will be doing, financial literacy classes mm-hmm. once a month mm-hmm. at your office.
Yeah.
Most likely on a Saturday, I think you said, on the weekends.
Yeah, it seems like it's pointing to a Saturday. That's usually when people mm-hmm. will take the time, and, you know, it's not long. It's complimentary as well, and it's something that we want to offer to anybody who is looking to learn new strategies and learn, you know, like you were saying, like we said earlier, you know, healthy money habits. It's something that is never going to hurt you. You're never going to regret learning something new when it comes to a new financial strategy or just a new story of how someone did something in order to accomplish or get to their dream as well.
Go ahead, Paul. Paul had a question.
How come in today, here in Orange County, affluent Orange County, you can graduate from high school, you can graduate from college, and not know a thing about IULs? I didn't know what an IUL was. How to balance your checkbook, or how to invest your money, or how to save. You make money, you spend it.
Yeah.
We all have that tendency. I mean, I've made the mistakes so many times because, like we said, just because, you know, we were business owners, it doesn't mean we had all the answers. We didn't do things the right way. We had money. You see money coming in and you're like, oh my gosh, I'm rich and I can spend it. And you go and you get a new car and you take care of all your friends and you do all the mistakes. And then you realize, I'm actually not profitable. I'm actually don't have what I think I have. And so then through the mistakes, we've learned how to guide people to invest their money safely.
And you never thought that a pandemic will hit.
Full.
And then people were collecting money to take the death, you know, to Mexico mm-hmm. or to other countries.
Yeah.
And the thing that was sad to see, because, you know, we're not even prepared for, you know, our community needs to be strong to actually have a voice as well. Mm-hmm. And that's, you know, one of the reasons I reach out, you know, to the Chamber of Commerce, because you guys have a voice and you guys have, you can reach more people.
That's right. We have a voice.
They have a voice.
They have a podcast.
Paul Robert's like, they have a podcast.
They have on OC Talk Media.
You know, I think it's very important that we also point out, if somebody's listening or somebody's watching, how can they reach you? Where do they go to get a hold of you guys, especially for this financial literacy classes that you're going to be holding once a month? How do they get a hold of you guys? What do you recommend? Go to your Instagram, go to your Facebook. Is there a phone number or your website?
My cell phone is. I'm just kidding.
Is there an email you want to give out? What do you guys, best way to reach you? You know, is there an 800 number to your office maybe?
I mean, you can call 888-721-9191.
One more time, a little slower.
888-721-9191. Barrera Financial is our social handles for Instagram, TikTok, and Facebook.
And let's spell that for those that... There's a bunch of R's in there, and I don't know which, if they start with two or ends with two.
Barrera.
Barrera, which is B-A-R-R-E-R-A. Barrera Financial Services. The other thing I think it's important that you all, I think, that are listening, that I really like that you said earlier, is sometimes you may know somebody in your community, a neighbor, a friend, right, that has that, like you said, landscaping business. Mm-hmm. That has a
painting business.
And the reason why I talk about this and I bring this, my dad was a landscape worker all his life. And I have a lot of respect for those businesses, those hardworking people every day. But then I also knew tios of mine who had what's called a ruta, which is a route.
So
Monday through Friday, they work for a company. And then on the weekend, they work for themselves as entrepreneurs. And they have a little route of the homes they're going to do. Mm-hmm. So they make extra money, right? To have a little extra income. My dad did landscaping, did a route, and he made birria to make extra money on the weekends.
Oh, wow.
Like, it was his way of, like, being an entrepreneur. So to your point earlier about how you learned from him, I used to see my dad, and I'm like, Dad, what? Why are you making birria? Because, you know, the quinceañeras and the bodas need somebody to make birria for them, and they love... My mom and my dad had this combination of Jalisco, Guadalajara, and Morelia, Michoacan, their birria. And they would make, my dad had a hole in the ground with cement, with brick. And he literally, they would make these delicious birrias, right? Which today, it's every corner sells birria, right? But back then in the 80s, it was like very few people made it. Mm-hmm. So again, I learned from my dad how to be an entrepreneur as a kid watching him do this, same to your point. So my point is it's important that everybody listening and watching understands there's somebody you know that has a small business. It could be that person making birria. It could be that landscape worker, that painting company. Mm-hmm. You'll be surprised how much extra money they could be making and then come see you and invest and let their money make more money for them, right? Is what you're basically saying.
So they don't work for the rest of their lives.
Exactly.
Yeah. And let me add something to that too is... you know, we're also tax advisors. We're like, we're full service, like financial advisors for our community. But something that I want to touch on is that some people are paying more taxes than they should because they're just not they're not structured properly in their business. So that's another thing too. If you know somebody who's a small business owner, we also help them, you know, not have to pay so many taxes because there's money that you want to just reinvest in your company, but it goes out the door and it goes to, you know, the IRS, and that's not necessarily needed. So if you're structured properly and you have the right advisors like us behind you, you know, we want to help you grow. We want to help you, you know, reinvest in your business as
well. So give us a list of the services you do. You provide, you do insurance.
Birria.
Birria. She's that. Like, we make tacos and birria.
We make tacos.
Soccer balls in the back.
Sopes.
You know, now that we're talking about tacos and birria, on Saturdays when they do the financial literacy classes, we are going to have tacos and birria there.
You know what? I think that's going to get people to come in.
That's your thing.
See, all I do here is give consulting, free advising consulting. Free ideas, you know?
I love it.
Because believe it or not, the Hispanic community loves birria, right?
Yeah.
My wife and my mom and my mother-in-law made some birria for a community event we had here in Santa Ana recently at the Delhi Center. And it was so funny because everybody brought different food. And my wife made this pot of birria with my mom and my mother-in-law. And I was like, that's a lot. Like within an hour, gone. All of it. Like, I'm like, what happened to the birria? It's all gone.
You,
like,
you could bring it in here.
Look, look at Pa.
You could bring us for lunch. Yeah.
I feel like he's
so,
gonna...
So food in our culture, right, plays such a huge role. Right?
Huge.
In a form of almost marketing, right? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So real quickly, what other services?
Yes. Oh, yeah. I love how we totally
We're talking about birria.
I know. But we want to get it in here. Because it sounds like you do more than just insurance.
Oh, yeah. We do. Okay, so we do life insurance, we do auto insurance, retirement planning and investments. We're tax advisors, tax resolution, and we also do immigration services as well. We work with a very, very great immigration lawyer who does nonprofit.
Do you do
as well.
Accounting for these people too?
We do accounting and bookkeeping. Thank you, man. You know, can I take you with me?
I heard that. I want to get all in.
Pause. I and then you help people start their own corporations.
And
you
we
said,
incorporate
right?
companies from zero. As
yeah.
well.
Yeah.
So from the beginning, anyone. I mean, DBAs, LLCs, corporations, and
because that's just alphabet soup for most people. They don't know what all those letters mean. I don't know what half of those letters mean.
Yeah,
but
we'll,
I think
we'll go in depth with them.
I think what's important to also point out is earlier when you were telling your story, what I really liked that you talked about was you said when they come in, we talk about a lot mm-hmm. of things and I listen to them and I listen to their challenges and their needs. And then we look at how we can help them. And that is where I learned at a young age that in sales, you're not a salesman, you're a problem solver,
exactly.
right?
Exactly.
And that's where a lot of people have the misconception mm-hmm. of like, oh, you're trying to sell me something. Oh, you're just a sell. No, mm-mm-mm. I'm trying to solve some of the problems you have.
Yeah.
And I'm looking at what resources I have. Right?
And the thing is, we want to take a load because I, being a business owner, when you do everything, when you're starting, the thing is, you want to take that load off. Don't worry about the numbers. Don't worry about all the legal stuff. We'll take care of it. You keep doing business.
Well, helping create healthy money habits. It's something that you can come and listen to and learn from their financial literacy classes once a month mm-hmm. at Barrera Financial Services with Adriana and Natasha, who we want to thank for being not only members of our chamber, but also they supported and sponsored our recent Viva la Cultura event. Thank you so much for that.
Thank you for
And
us.
Where are they located at?
We are in Stanton, California, and Santa Ana, California. Those
yes.
are our two main offices.
Yes. And next time we'll bring them on the show. They have a really cool fashion world business,
one.
Right?
They, yeah.
I know that's. I know your husband's the big soccer person, but you're big into the fashion stuff, right?
Yeah.
And so we'll talk about more about that other business because I know that was something that
only if they bring some birria.
Paul wants birria.
Yeah, man.
I'll bring sopes, okay?
Yes. Okay.
I made a really good sopes.
You'll always make Paul happy with food, right?
Yeah, okay.
Food
yeah.
and whiskey.
That's right.
He's a Michigan guy. Michigan people, yeah.
Oh. I'm Irish. Yeah.
Okay.
I'm Irish. I like whiskey.
Yes, yes. But, you know, thank you so much for what you're doing in the community, most importantly. You know, you're providing a lot of resources. You're providing a lot of good information that's needed in our community. Thank you to your husband and your whole family.
Yeah, thank you to our team, by the way, as
yes,
well. I want
to
shout out
to the team.
Our team. We have people who have been working with us for years, you know, and I'm very proud to say that, and I know you are too. You know, the longest we've had is, I think, 16 years working with us. So,
wow.
Yeah, we're very proud of our team. We're very
That's
proud
amazing.
Of, especially, you know, shout out to Alma. Alma is our right hand mm-hmm. at the office.
Alma, saludos.
Alma.
They're bringing you tacos de birria on the way home, Alma, okay?
She's going to be so mad when I show up empty-handed. So that's another thing. You know,
yes.
you're really well taken care of. We have a great, great team that we love so much. And this passion that we show, they have it as well to help the community. So thank you for that.
All right,
thank
folks. You. Well, we've run out of time. Paul's giving me the stinky eye. He keeps, you know.
You don't want to keep us?
I don't know.
See, if you
sounding
brought,
better.
Tell
yeah.
him, if you would have brought birria, you get a couple extra minutes.
Or a soccer ball. I go with a soccer ball.
All right, guy.
He never forgets gifts, by the way. Ladies, thank you for being
thank
on our
so
show
much.
Again, Barrera Financial Services. Definitely look them up and come out to their services, their classes that they're going to be providing on
Please
the weekend.
Do.
Thank you for tuning in again to everybody. December 5th is our annual toy drive, guys. Don't forget. Follow us on social media at Orange County Hispanic Chamber of Commerce or OCHCC. Thank you very much. Thank you, ladies, for being here.
Thank you, John.
Thank
and
you
have
for
a blessed day.
John,
we'll
thank
see you all.
All.
Well, there you have it. One more reason to tune in each and every time. to meet our community, the Hispanic business community here in Orange County, powered by the Orange County Hispanic Chamber of Commerce and Orange County's only community radio station, streaming live from our studios here at the University of California, Irvine's Beale Applied Innovation Center.